Weekends can be restful and peaceful, or they provide the free time you need to let loose to make up for the drudgery of the work week.
Taking shots in here, you want one? Life's too short to be sitting around miserable.
And people gonna talk whether you're doing bad or good. If you have the stamina, we suggest you save the errands and sleep for another time. This weekend, there are way too many great things going on to miss. But you may need a rain jacket and an umbrella if the weather forecast holds. Un, dos, tres, Lego. Hispanic Heritage Month started this week, and on Sunday, the city's annual Puerto Rican Day Parade kicks off on the Parkway. The parade draws thousands to the Oval, where Puerto Ricans celebrate their culture and history. And if you can't make it to the Parkway, you can also watch it live on 6ABC. The parade starts at noon. If you love fashion, this is a great time for you. It's Philly Fashion Week. It goes through Sunday at multiple venues around Center City. Friday night, the ticketed avant-garde ball calls for a statement-making outfit, while runway shows including plus size and luxe streetwear and a student design competition are also going on. We'll have all the information on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
You better work.
Vedo le ciave alla terra, stride all'uscio dell'orto.
Opera Philadelphia puts on the O23 Festival with 33 performances on 6 stages through Sunday, October 1st. The annual festival also includes panels and opera film screenings at venues including the Wilma Theater, the Curtis Institute of Music, and the Suzanne Roberts Theater. They call it the Sport of Kings, but thanks to Philly's Work to Ride program, Polo has become more inclusive. On Saturday, the second annual Philadelphia Polo Classic takes place at Fairmount Park's Edgely Field, drawing world-class riders to the city. Kareem Rosser, who led the first black polo squad to the National Interscholastic Polo Championship, will be a co-captain along with renowned polo star Nacho Figueres. Gates open at 10 a.m. Heading indoors to the People's Light in Malvern. When four men get together for a game of dominoes, they're not expecting it to be life-changing, but as it turns out, what happens during the game sheds light on some of their traumas and challenges. That's the premise of Bones, written by Stephen Brodnax, which opens this Friday. Our very own Low Cut Connie will be among the performers at South Jersey's flagship fall music event, the Exponential Music Fest. They join Margot Price, Nick Greeley and the Operators, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, and more at the 3-day fest at Camden's Wiggins Park.
When the chips are down, you lay it on the line. Where are you gonna run? Are you gonna run from the baby?
It gets started on Friday, and you can buy single day or 3-day passes. WXPN member tickets include artists, meet and greets. And in Montgomery County, the Montco Jazz Fest goes through the weekend. Performances are both free and ticketed, including one by Philly native Michelle Lordy at the Abington Arts Center on Friday night. The festival is part of Montco Arts Week, which highlights arts and culture in the area.
Close your eyes. Put your head on my shoulder and sleep.
Michelle's show starts at 6 p.m. She won the third season of American Idol. This Christmas, she reprises her Broadway role as Celie in The Color Purple's movie musical reboot. But this weekend, she's here in Philly. Fantasia will be under the stars at the Mann Center on Sunday night. The show starts at 7:30. The living is easy in summertime, but on Saturday, it comes to an end as we usher in an initially soggy fall season. We're at the end of this week's Things to Do, but we'll be back next Thursday. If you need details about what you've heard or to find out more, including where Bill Bellamy will be in Delaware, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.